The 9/11 Commission will hear today from former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani and from Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge. Secretary Ridge joins me by phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Secretary, are you going to tell the Commission today that the United States is significantly more prepared in the event of a terrorist attack than it was on September 11th, 2001?
I'm prepared to tell them that ever since we've stood up the Department of Homeland Security, that we've gotten smarter and safer in where we deploy people and technology, so that in fact we are today more secure than we've been before. But I will also tell them that we've got more work to do, and every single day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we try to find ways to use people and technology to make us a safer country.
Reports last month claim that despite a multi-billion-dollar investment, airport screeners are still performing poorly. Why is that?
I read that report, and I first of all think it's important for Americans to know that the 45,000 men and women that we have at the airports are subject to our testing internally. There is a very rigorous screening program for them to initially even get the position, and we continue to train them. And we test and probe our own vulnerabilities. And I think unfortunately, that commentary, that criticism was based on some relatively old data, because we find continuous improvement, and that's our charge. We need to continue to improve customer service, continue to improve safety every step of the way.
You know, we continue to hear the statistic that just a small percentage, and the one number is 4% of cargo containers coming into American ports are searched. How can you then ensure the safety of ports with this low level of searching of these containers?
Subsequent to 9/11, we put in place something called the Container Security Initiative, where we literally have people today, as you and I are talking, in Rotterdam and Hong Kong and ports all around the country, who review all the containers, the contents, point of origin, where they're going to, and then based on a very precise targeting mechanism, actually run, now it's about 6% through X-ray machines. We also use other forms of technology to check the containers out. But remember, before 9/11, we didn't do any of this. Now we target every single container, goes through a very sophisticated targeting process, and we see something we don't like, we open it up.
In March, the International Association of Firefighters said that while it approved of creating the Department of Homeland Security, the department is failing firefighters. Why aren't firefighters and other first responders getting the resources that they say they need?
Well, first of all, the Congress and the President have appropriated $8 billion to go to the states and locals to support the firefighters, to support the law enforcement community. Unfortunately, over the years, there are quite a few local ordinances, state laws, and even some federal challenges to getting the dollars out there and to be distributed as quickly as possible. And we've been working very closely with elected officials at all levels of government to come up with a plan to distribute those dollars as quickly as possible. We think you're going to see some initiatives taken here in the next month or so we can release the balance of those dollars. Some states have been able to take the appropriated dollars and distribute them effectively. Well, not doing us any good in a bank account. These men and women need training, exercises, equipment. That's precisely our job, and we'll get that $8 billion out to them if they haven't received it.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Good talking with you. Thank you very much.
Tom Ridge is Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. He is testifying today before the 9/11 Commission.